This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host, Anthony Brooks, is on assignment today. The United States military's highest court has overturned the murder conviction of a Marine from Plymouth. Sergeant Larry Hutchins has served about half of an 11-year sentence for kidnapping and executing an innocent Iraqi civilian in 2006. It was one of the most serious Iraqi war crimes prosecuted by the United States government, but the case is not yet over. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman spoke to the Marine's father and has this report.
Lawrence Hutchins stands in the driveway outside his home in Plymouth. The flag of the U.S. Marine Corps covers the entire rear window of his pickup truck. His father was a sergeant major in the Corps. He served in the Marine Reserves. And the older of his two sons, Lawrence Hutchins III, followed in the family tradition.
Him and his brother are 13 months apart, Kurt. They never fought. They got along great. They were best friends, and I never had a problem with either one of them.
Kurt became a corrections officer in Plymouth. That was his older brother's plan, too, when he got out of the Marines. But in May of 2006, Lawrence Hutchins got a call from his son, Larry.
Kind of a weird phone call. He was kind of upset, kind of hard to make out what was going on, and just told us that he was arrested and told us, you know, that it was for an incident in Iraq, you know.
The incident became known as the Pendleton Eight. Sergeant Hutchins was the 22-year-old squad leader of a team tasked with finding an Iraqi insurgent suspected of planting IEDs. Later, court-martial testimony charged the mission morphed into a conspiracy to capture and kill an innocent civilian and staged the murder to make it look as if they found him planting explosives. Sergeant Hutchins was convicted of murder by a military tribunal. He received the longest sentence, 11 years, while charges against the seven other Marines were significantly reduced in exchange for their testimony. That was more than 5 years ago, and except for a brief period, Hutchins has been in a Navy brig in California. But Lawrence Hutchins has always maintained his son was wrongly accused.
Larry was a scapegoat. Larry was, unfortunately, the wrong place at the wrong time. They had to punish somebody for something about what was going on out there, and he happened to be the one that they picked on.
Larry Hutchins had signed a confession, but always maintained that he did so under duress. When he was arrested in Iraq, he was put into solitary confinement in the back of a trailer and interrogated without an attorney present, despite his repeated requests for a lawyer. Hutchins took the case to the military's highest court, the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. Then, earlier this week, he called the family home in Plymouth to wish his father a happy birthday.
And so, like my wife said, oh, what'd you send him, you know? And he said, me, I'm free. I won the case.
The military appeals court ruled that Sergeant Hutchins' constitutional rights were violated and his conviction for murder dismissed.
He has no animosity whatsoever against the Marines. He loves the Marines. If the chance is him for staying in, he very possibly will.
But the case is not over. In a written statement, the U.S. Navy would only say the Judge Advocate General is reviewing the opinion to determine the appropriate next step. Lawrence Hutchins could be freed in a couple of days, or the Navy could order a new court-martial, or ask the U.S. Supreme Court to consider the case.
That story from WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. Stay with us. There's more of the show in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.